This is North Shore Today for Thursday, January 12, 2017. Ariana McNeil writes in the Salem News, Attorney General Maura Healey called for education on dating violence and sexual assault to begin at a younger age in an address Wednesday before education officials who were attending training on the topic at Salem State University. Healey is quoted as saying, in my view, we have a real opportunity right now. Salem State this week is hosting a four-day training on dealing with sexual assault on campus for representatives of colleges and universities in the Northeast, conducted by the National Center for Campus Public Safety. McNeil continues, while Healey said the ways in which the issue of sexual assault has been addressed, both on and off college campuses, has improved, there is still a lot of work to do. One way to prevent sexual assault is to talk about it. Through Game Change, a partnership between the Attorney General's Office and the Patriots Charitable Foundation, students, faculty, and coaches at about 90 high schools statewide have received anti-violence training. Each school has also promised to talk about dating violence and sexual assault with students. High schools in Peabody, Swampscott, and Gloucester are among those that have already participated in the program, which launched last spring. More on this story in today's Salem News with Ariana McNeil. The Ship restaurant on Route 1 in Saugus may be sinking. Bill Newell has that story.
Rick, the Ship restaurant in Linfield may be on its final voyage, with developers announcing plans to demolish the Route 1 landmark. In a story in today's edition of the Daily Item, Leah Dearborn writes, Attorney Theodore Rangotti said in a press release that the property owner at 24 Broadway has filed an application with the Zoning Board of Appeals to demolish the Ship restaurant and replace it with a new building. The plans for the new building include a 7,500-square-foot retail space and a 2,000-square-foot drive-up restaurant and coffee shop, according to the release. A 2,500-square-foot freestanding branch building for East Boston Savings Bank is also planned for the space next to the Christmas tree shop, which the release said will remain. The release said the construction of an adjoining 68-unit condominium project at 2 Broadway will begin in the spring under a separate developer, and the new retail space is meant to complement the adjoining residential use. Town Administrator James Boudreau said that he was aware of the plans to close the restaurant, but that he doesn't have additional information regarding the demolition. The property is owned by Ship Mall LLC, a division of Alston-based McCosey Management Incorporated. It was last purchased in 2007 for $16.5 million. I'm saddened by it, said Linda Gillen of the Linfield Historical Society. It's a landmark on Route 1. They protected the dinosaur in Saugus. I think there's a lot of sentiment in Linfield, but it just doesn't get expressed. The Ship was built in 1925 by retired Sea Captain James F. Wilkinson from Gloucester, said a historical section in the restaurant's website. It began as a refreshment stand on the Newburyport Turnpike and has evolved into a landmark recognized for its nautical decor and exterior. There's more on this story in today's edition of the Daily Item of Lynn. I'm Bill Newell for North Shore Today, MSO News Sports. Rick?
All right, Bill, very good. Thank you. Thomas Grillo writes on itemlive.com, the first priority for the new sheriff of Essex County is to fix an $18 million budget deficit. In a presentation to the Lynn Area Chamber of Commerce Wednesday, Sheriff Kevin Coppinger said his first days on the job have been spent meeting with the House leadership and the Lynn delegation, including Senator Thomas McGee, Democrat from Lynn, and Representative Brendan Crichton, Democrat from Lynn, to supplement the $70 million budget. The sheriff is quoted as saying, right now, my payroll will cease in about the second week of March. Coppinger also fielded a question about the number of halfway houses in Lynn. While the sheriff said he did not know how many such homes operate in Lynn, he stressed that the burden of these facilities, typically in residential neighborhoods, should be located throughout the county. He agreed that Lynn should do its fair share of providing supportive networks to recently released prisoners, but they should be equally distributed across Essex County. More on this story with Thomas Grillo on itemlive.com. Mary Marcos writes in the Gloucester Times, one of the nine prospective project managers who walked around the campus of Manchester-by-the-Sea Memorial Elementary School Wednesday will take on a sizable project, fixing one of the neediest schools in the state or building a new school. Avi Urbis, the regional school district's director of finance and operations, is quoted as saying there is a lot to be done. The Massachusetts School Building Authority, MSBA, recommended and approved Manchester by the Sea Memorial School, located at 43 Lincoln Street, for admission into the eligibility phase of its grant process this month. Being admitted means officials will determine if it's more cost-effective to permanently address the building's structural issues or just build a new school. The project manager will be hired by and work with the Memorial School Building Committee and likely make a call on whether it would be more costly to renovate the school or to simply start fresh and build a new one. The estimated total cost of the project will range from $25 million to $45 million, depending upon the solution agreed upon by the building owner, in this case, the Manchester-by-the-Sea Essex Regional School District and the Memorial School Building Committee. This is MSONewsports.com.